Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving. And I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came to help us out, to help us do what we normally couldn't do. Because we're in a condition called sin. We were born in sin. Sin is around us. We're born in a fallen world. So now we have to learn the things of God that are true. Now the Lord has been patiently waiting for everybody. Whenever people receive his word, he immediately begins to train them when he can train them and guide them by the Holy Spirit. And sometimes they pay attention and they listen and they go forward. But sad to say, many people won't do that. And I want to talk about why. Now, God is good. New people are always continually finding out that God is good. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, like we talked about in the last few broadcasts. When you hear the word of God, it ignites faith in you. Your faith comes from the word, the truth that you've heard. That's where your faith originates. And if some people come from a family where they talk about the word of the Lord and they're sincere, well, it's easy for them to catch on. I was born in such a family. My parents loved God, and they talked about ministry. And a lot of the teachings that, I would hear my parents' conversation while we drove to Utah, Alabama. Now, my dad was a Methodist pastor, and there was a shortage of Methodist pastors when I was a child growing up. There were many Baptist pastors, but my dad happened to be a Methodist, which I love them all anyway. And he had to preach out of town, and he would drive down there to East Alabama, where towards the Mississippi line, where Utah is. And so we would travel every Saturday and come back every Sunday, and I would hear them talk about the things of God, and they talked about other things too, but that's where faith comes from. I heard him preach. I went to Sunday school, and I was around people that love God. That's where faith comes from. But some people are not fortunate to live in such a family. So when you hear somebody talking about God, their mind goes straight to opinions. What kind of opinions were they around? What was the conversation of their parents? Everybody has to they process God some kind of way. But the problem is they think it's true. But there are people that's always finding out how good God really is. And there are people that are learning his word and his wisdom. And they're growing. And nowadays, there are so many different types of people in our country that when you say God, you don't know whether you're going to start a riot or a revival. But God is good and God is true. And some people, they have their opinion screen. Their opinions is just like a screen. And it when they hear something that they never heard before, their opinions can get in the way of them having faith. But when they have a need, and then they learn that God is good, and they seek the Lord. Lord, if you're real. Some people actually pray that way. Lord, if you're real, help me out of this. And the Lord wants to show himself strong on their behalf to get them jump started. I'm a mechanic. Sometimes cars, the batteries go dead because they leave something on and they kill the battery. And we have to jump start it. Well, sometimes people left something on and it killed your spiritual battery. And when you pray and seek the Lord, Lord, if you're real, do this or do that or help me. And if Jesus is really my Savior, save me, you'll see the Lord jumpstart you. Don't forget what he did. Because Satan always, my friend, comes to challenge the things of God. And that's why I preach so strong and so I love to teach because I know that Satan is trying to undo everybody. He's trying to take back. He's trying to get people back to darkness. And first he has to do something against the people of God. One New Testament scripture says that people won't endure sound doctrine. The day is coming. They won't endure sound doctrine because the way of truth is evil spoken of. Now, why would the way of truth be evil spoken of? And who in the world would speak evil of the truth? Satan would. And he'll use opinions and people that thought they knew something and didn't. And they talk. See, some people hate God's ways because they love this world and they love the ways of Satan, which is nothing. The ways of Satan, you might think of monster movies. That's darkness all by itself. But what gets his kingdom jump started is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And that's the sin has a grip on people. And it gets into the appetite process and they love it. It gets in their habit system. That's all they know. And then people who love the world, they automatically hate Christ. Not just God, but Jesus, because Jesus is the one who can help you. Now, this is why it's so important for people to hear and believe on their Savior while they still live, because the day is coming, my friend, you're going to run out of time like everybody always do and eventually die. And the faster you get saved and believe on Christ Jesus, the better chances are of your life being blessed. Now, the reason I say that is because people teach things that they believe, but when it's false, it won't work. Now, 2 Peter chapter 4, verse 2, Paul told Peter to preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. See, the way of truth will be evil spoken of. And people who don't understand, they'll believe things they should not. And then the enemy, that's how he works. He works in the darkness. And so I'm here to tell you that God is good. Now, sometimes people hear these words and they get saved and they start seeking the Lord and the Lord do something in their life. And somebody may have cancer or some kind of problem and the Lord do something on their behalf. Don't forget what God has done for you. Don't forget the handiwork of God. Sometimes you may know somebody that got healed or blessed. And that was a lady on TV today in Africa, under the ministry of the program was Jewish Jesus. You can look it up probably on YouTube. And the man's name is Rabbi Schneider. I think it's T.A. Schneider. But you can look it up on YouTube. She got healed while he was preaching in the healing service. And she came to get her healing and she got it. And now she can walk. What her son saw her walking without a cane and wondered what happened. Where's her cane? She didn't need it anymore. They said she can see again. And it was just, it's a big deal going on in Africa right now because her eyes got healed. But they have miracles all the time. And I thank God for that. Now, I want to explain something. Where does the reluctance come from when people are so hesitant to trust the Lord as their Savior? When they're going to gain the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and they're going to live forever. That's a good deal. And some people, I've heard people say this, well, those preachers say that so they can have that money. And then, and I said, well, all preachers are not out the money. Things are happening, folks. God's people are being blessed. People are seeing their children get saved, get healed, as Christians, we get more excited when people really get saved and sincere before the Lord and start learning from Him. And we really get, you know, and then when we get healed, we used to getting healed. We get healed often. And we get sick just like anybody else will. And then we get healed again. The reason Jesus, we use the scripture, by Jesus' stripes we're healed. That's in Isaiah 53:5. Because we need it. We are also in war. We talked about that on the last two broadcasts. Now I want to talk to you about something greater than that. Something else. Where does the reluctance come from? People are not, when you can go past a football game or a college or a professional football game, NFL football game. There are so many cars there. People are in attendance. And on Sundays, you go by the churches, and some churches, they don't have many cars out there. Why aren't people taking time to learn of the Lord like they should? Because God being so good, I'm saying. And you know that you're going to get to live forever with Him. And people are missing out, and I'm seeing it too much. People are walking with their head down instead of looking to the Lord. They're walking with their head down as if God is not there. As if God is not there, and He is. Now, if you live in this world long enough, you're going to have some serious trouble going on. People that you love are going to die, get hurt, get beat up, get killed, get slandered. People that finish college have a hard time getting a job sometime, or they get passed over for promotion. I hear it all the time. Trouble. So, you know, I know people get in trouble. And, you know, I like to see God solve problems. Some people don't expect to have a problem solved, but God is right there with you in real time to help you. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Now, there is a plot out against you knowing who Christ is. And the enemy don't want you to know. He wants you to be dumb as a rock. He wants you to be ignorant against the things of God. The same person is the same people that he used to cause problems. They're not the problem. It's not the people. It's the spirit behind it. Now, the Lord has given us illustrations that God gave Israel the promised land, but they had to drive out the Canaanites out of the land because God gave them that land so that Christ could be born there and he could save the whole world. They were in all kind of witchcraft and all kind of evil. They were killing their children. And God took the land from the Canaanites, which was made up of several tribes, Philistines, Amorites, all kind of tribes. And they were supposed to drive them out. Now, these were giant people. So your problems might look like a giant, but God is going to help you succeed. He's right there with you in real time to help you. But the enemy don't want you to know that. First of all, he don't want you to understand the fact that Christ is your Savior. And second of all, he don't want you to know that he can guide, that the Holy Spirit can guide you into all truth. He don't want you to have a living, thriving relationship with Father God. Now, the enemy promoted atheists like Karl Marx and what's the other guy? They said that the one that said man came from monkeys. That's stupid. Everything that God made bears seed after its own kind. Nothing evolves on this planet. That's a lie. Everything is made just like it was when God originally made it. Darwin. And people would rather believe a lie because they don't want God in their thinking. And you got to go back and look at the first generation. So the evil people and people that communist atheists, they didn't want America to thrive. They wanted to destroy the country. But there's a lot of atheists here, homeborn. And when everything was going good after World War II, they thought they were going to live in peace and never have problems again. They kind of forgot God, and they forgot who got them over the hump. And for this reason, see, the enemy's trying to start another stronghold somewhere. If America falls, he knows the world can fall with it, because we have so many weapons. We've got the enemy subdued as a country. Now, I'm going to tell you something about war. When the wrong people are in power, people that love the world, they always side with the world. It doesn't matter what country is fighting what country. Satan knows how to divide mankind, and he uses fear tactics. One country afraid of another. This society wants to be better than that society. And he'll organize and use it for his own gain. And then when he wants to lead, he can pull their strings and they'll have false peace. It's still going to be wars and rumors of wars. Satan is not perfect in his ways like God is. But everybody who loves God, they have appetite for things of God. They look up. But when people don't want God in their thinking because they love this world, they don't look up. They look down. They look within. Pride looks within. Fear looks to man. But faith looks to God. And when you start looking to God, you're going to start learning things that man can't teach you. See, my God ain't dead. He's not like all the other dead religions started by people that were anti-Christ in their way. And you know, a lot of people are always trying to figure out who is the Antichrist. It really don't matter. Satan got more people to choose to be that Antichrist. It doesn't really matter. He's alive now because it was prophesied that he is. But and Christ is going to come back. That's not the problem. The problem is, will you get out of this alive? Will you live? Will you seek the Lord and grow and go forward in him? Because that was in the plot was against not only America as a country, but see, Satan wants to kill every nation. He wants us to be anti-Christ like he is. Now, what will he get out of it? If you don't go to heaven, he gets to destroy you. Well, why would he want to do that? Because he's a devil. He wants to hurt you because he knows that God loves you. And he can't hurt God, and he can't hurt the angels that wouldn't follow him. So he tried to take it out on you. And anybody who will love the world system. And some people get saved. They become born again. They receive the Holy Spirit. But they won't grow up. And when they're out of balance, the enemy tempt them. They fall. Some people fall for the bait, and the sin hardens their heart, and they walk right out of the kingdom of God and back into the world. And that's why so many people have become lukewarm. Lukewarm teaching produces lukewarm people. The enemy has so many attacks against those who love God. Sometimes the theologians that when they don't learn to walk in the Spirit, they teach as if they don't walk in the Spirit. But anybody that loves God, they're going to bump into the Spirit of God. Even denominational church, God do healing in any church wherever there's love. Wherever there's love, there's faith. Wherever there's faith, there's miracles. Now, the Methodist Church, in my time growing up, they weren't known for miracles happening. But I seen people shout while my daddy was running a revival. And when sometimes the way my dad preached, you'd have thought he was Pentecostal. I'm not kidding. But he was not. Anywhere there's love, there's faith. Wherever there's faith, there's miracles. The enemy wanted to reduce the people that would be mighty in Christ. So he had to change the leadership. He had to get them off board with God. So there was a doctrine that went out saying that the whole God's healing went out with the apostles. Speaking in tongues went out with the apostles. And God stopped calling apostles when the apostles died out. That's not, all those three things are wrong. They're lies. It's not true. And anybody that studied the scriptures for themselves, they'll find out that those things are just not true. And good people believe these things. And they don't even challenge it. But when you love God anyway, eventually you'll bump into the wonders of God. Things happen that you just can't explain. Why would people teach against God that's supposed to love God? Because of a lack of knowledge. Whether, if you trace it back, the lack of knowledge was a weapon. If you take the wrong positions in life, you can't learn and you won't expect the greater things to happen. Most Christians struggle to be healed, and it's so easy. People who are trained in the word, it's easy for them to get healed. And see, the people who were trained wrong, it's very difficult for them to get healed. Unless God do a miracle. And even then, sometimes people struggle to keep it. But the people who keep their miracle are the people who continually feed their heart the word of God. And then they learn to fight. They learn to resist the enemy. Everything that God has given us, you have to contend for the faith. Don't let Satan win. Not just because you want to live a better life. Win in the sight of everybody you know, especially your children. If you're having hardship, fix the problem biblically while your children are still in the house. They still know about the problem you got. And they need to see you praying and believing God. And they need to see you win, because it will help their vision. I'm not talking about their eyesight. I'm talking about it'll help them look to God. Because the world's going to tell them God forgot about them. The world's going to tell them God's too busy for them, or God's punishing them. And all kinds of winds of doctrine, they blow just like the air outside. Lying men. And also thoughts from demons. And then the enemy's going to try to seduce them with worldly things. So you got to give them vision so that the voice of God would be a louder voice in their life, so that they don't go awry. Our American college campuses have become like atheist, communist, anti-Christian camps. And I won't take it back. So if you want an apology, I can't give you one. Our wonderful colleges that we all love. We love the football games. A lot of them are no better than communist, atheist, anti-Christian camps. And when they take English, they use books of witches, atheist, communist, anything. Anything except Christ. Why? Because the enemy's attack. Satan's preparing them for the new world order. See, Christ is going to come back. He's coming back to judge. He's going to take his people off the earth. People that were living right. People that drew near to him. That's why they're raptured. But the enemy going to say, well, God got them out of the way because they were corrupt. Or anything you'll listen to. See, the problem is when people love the world somewhere, they automatically have enmity against God. And the people that God's going to leave behind, they're 50-50. They're lukewarm. They're neither cold or hot. They half love God and they play with the world. There are so many pastors in the pornography and they hide and watch all kind of things. There are so many Christian men that's just, when the rapture happens, they'll still be right here looking at their pornography, playing with the world. You know, when Samson laid his head in Delilah's lap and went to sleep, that's how he got beat up. She cut his hair. He broke covenant, and the anointing was inactive on him. He had the anointing because it's irreversible, but it went inactive when he got out of covenant with God. If you read the whole story, you understand that he lost his effectiveness. And people who love this world system, it always, 100% of the time, causes enmity against God. And what happens is your passion to know and love God is reduced. And you make judgments based on how you feel instead of the word. And when people do things that you don't like, you have animosity, unforgiveness, and God has forgiven you of billions of sins. And you hold grudges and you speak ill of people and you hate people. You know, your heart's going right back to the world systematically. And then you still think you're all right with God. Sometimes, you know, people, that's why I say people need to listen to what the message of the Ugandan pastor. Because so many people are in this condition that he was in, and God got him out of it. And watch this. He came from the bottom of the world system. When you go into church to have a church service and you got to move dead bones out of the way, my friend, you're at the bottom of the world. You're in the worst place on earth. And after that civil war, there were dead bodies that never got buried. There was so much corruption and evil going on. And his message will help people wake up and start loving God again. If we lose our love for God and our passion for the things of God, it's so easy to become ripped off and seduced. You become easy prey to rip off, satanic rip off. And a lot of people blame men and nations. So you can't blame Russia for this, even though Karl Marx and Darwin came from over there. I don't know where Darwin came from, but Karl Marx was a Russian fellow. I believe that's the one that started the Communist Party. But I'm not blaming the Russians. I'm blaming individuals. The individuals who let that crap creep in their heart, it will harden your heart against God. Now, the communist nation will try to take this nation for a prize. But I'm going to tell you something. When men shed blood, it doesn't matter what they take. Whatever they take, and whatever, if they take America and they kill the Americans or put them in slavery or something, because they spilled blood to do it, the ground won't work anymore. You can't murder people and have crops. Go back to Cain. You're going to have disaster and earthquakes and peril, because the blood will cry out of the ground and it will not work anymore. If America falls, the world can fall with it. But the Lord is going to come back and judge the world. He's going to reign. That's why he said the meek will inherit the earth. It doesn't really matter whether you die or not. You're going to inherit the earth. When Christ comes back, you're going to go with him. If you're saved. Now, some people, they've gotten saved, but if they're lukewarm, God's going to spit them out of their mouth. Not only that, because they kept loving the world, he's going to send them strong delusion. And they're going to believe a lie. They already want to. But when you have a when you love the truth of God's word, that's when you're on the path of correction. That's why I say study the word of God. Look at him. Study him. Because you will change. And you will grow. And you will do what you normally could not do. It will get better. It's so wonderful. I love the presence of the Lord. And I'm so glad I'm his child. And he gave me a chance to do his work. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Good things are ahead if you trust him and keep faith in him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ.